In order to increase his knowledge about economics, Jose Alski says coming to the United States was the only place for him to be.
My name is Jose Alski. I am from Uruguay, and I came to the United States to pursue a career as a PhD in economics. I mean, the field of economics is really interesting for me. I'm really enjoying it since I was about 18 years old. I was sure that I wanted to pursue a career as an economist. And in order to improve my studies, I was sure that it was a very significant step to study in the U.S.
Jose is working on a Ph.D. degree at Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. He says the economic department has exactly what he needs to be able to complete the program in approximately 4 to 5 years.
I am attending at Clemson University. I looked on the internet and I found that this university really suited my needs. And I chose Clemson because of the department. I was really interested in the department. I really liked how the department works. The program was fantastic for me. Plus, I know that Clemson has a very important reputation in the U.S. It was a fine university. The city is fine. I also knew that the weather was some sort of similar to the weather in my country. So I would say that those were the reasons why I chose Clemson.
In Jose's first year, he was a research assistant. Now, in his second year, Jose says he continues to work in the department, but as a teaching assistant.
When you apply to the economics department, you are automatically considered for an assistantship. And I got it. And on the first year, I was a research assistant. I mean, that was part of the deal for me to come here. I mean, I came here because of I don't have to pay the tuition, and I receive a salary. That salary on the first year was for my role as a research assistant for a professor. Now on the second year, I earn my salary performing teaching assistantship activities.
Campus activities aren't a big part of Jose's schedule. However, spending time with friends, as well as taking in a few favorite pastimes, helped to balance out his college experience at Clemson.
Well, formally, I'm not really part of any organization, but I have some sort of social life when I can. I have my friends. I have my study group. Now I'm part of a group of Latin American students. I like to watch movies. I like to practice sports and listen to music. So I would say that I have some sort of a social life, although I don't have a lot of time because I have to work really hard here.
Jose says his biggest challenge being here is learning the English language.
Maybe at the beginning, I had to adjust to this new environment regarding their language learning. Being a professional in English has been a huge challenge. And then, as I didn't have a lot of social life because I had to work a lot, it wasn't a big concern for me about, the rest of the environment. I mean, I knew that when I came here, it was about to study. And my biggest adjustment, it has to be related with the language. But I would say that I did a fine job, and I am improving. On a daily basis, I am improving, definitely.
Jose's thoughts about his future and advice to others interested in coming to the United States is...
I would like to go back to my country, definitely. And I would like to be a researcher for a company or be a professor at some university. And my advice would be, as soon as you arrive, they should be part of a group. They should join a group, a study group, that is very helpful. And if they want to be here, they have to be really sure that they are up to the challenge.
For more stories about students studying in the United States, visit our website, voanews.com/AGCF. And remember, tune in next week for another story from an international student here in the United States. on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.